FM 104 is switched on and I'm jojoined by VIP digital editor Bronwyn O'Neill. Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good. And yourself? How's your first long week in a while going?
Not great. You know, we weren't built for 5 working days, I think.
I know, especially when we've had like a really nice couple of weeks and now it's like, no, you have to get back to real life. Now we have to do the real thing. But sure, look, there's all this fun stuff we can be watching. And Scoop is the first one you're chatting about. This is one that I've heard a lot about this week.
Yeah, I kind of went into it a bit apprehensively. It is the retelling, I guess. It's a movie on Netflix that is based on the Prince Andrew interview that went viral, went everywhere, where he, you know, said he doesn't sweat, which is a bizarre statement, but sure, we won't dwell on that because it's been discussed ad nauseum at this point. But I kind of, when I heard about it first, I was like, I didn't know how to feel about it because I was like, it feels a bit, but the only way I can describe it when I heard about it first was I felt a bit icky about it because it is, at the end of the day, an interview where he discusses like allegations that, you know, sexual abuse allegations. And I was like, are they just kind of rehashing the story to make money? Like, it happened so recently. Mm-hmm. But I went, you know, everyone's talking about it. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch it. And I'm really happy I did. So it is actually based on one of the producers of the show's biography, where she discusses how they got Prince Andrew, the reason why they got Prince Andrew, a lot of kind of the more, interesting parts. And maybe that's because I am a journalist and I find, you know, hunting these stories down, getting Prince Andrew into a room with cameras where he discusses this is absolutely groundbreaking because the British royal family are so protected and still so antiquated with how they do everything. So it was a massive, massive get for these women. And for him to then say the most bizarre and odd things on not even national telly, but international telly, and if to become this massive, massive story where, look, I don't, you know, whatever you feel about Prince Andrew, you can feel a bit kind of maybe vindicated from that interview where he does just mess up and he comes across really badly, and it is, I don't want to say a win in any way, shape or form, but it does kind of just make you feel a bit better when he is just kind of outing himself time and time again. And the cast in it are incredible. So it's Billy Piper and Gillian Anderson and Rufus Sewell. So it's a very English name, I'm so sorry, but he plays Prince Andrew. And I was very lucky to go over to London with Netflix a couple of weeks ago and got to watch a panel discussion of all the new shows. And this man walked out, they showed the trailer for Scoop, and then this man walked out and they said, he plays Prince Andrew. And I was like, where? Who? They've done so much incredible, you know, like makeup work on prosthetics on him to make him really, really look like Prince Andrew. And it's mad. I feel a bit bad for him because obviously he had to look at Prince Andrew as himself for weeks on end. But it definitely is a show, or is a film that everyone is talking about right now.
And it's amazing what they can create as well.
Absolutely. It's really, really mad. And also, as well as the prosthetic, they obviously do a really incredible job of acting like Prince Andrew and like the women behind and in front of the cameras.
100%. Then we move on to Heartbreak High Season 2.
Yeah, so this is an Australian teen comedy kind of show. You know, I love a coming of age teen drama. And, you know, we don't really have a lot of Australian ones. And I grew up watching a lot of Australian TV. So I saw this last year on Netflix. I was like, oh, I want to watch this. And it tells the story of a group of like high school students in Australia as they're kind of dealing with issues at home, issues in school, issues with coming to terms with their sexuality, all that stuff that, you know, happens when you're a teenager. Mm-hmm. What I didn't know is my mother walked in and she was like, oh, you're watching Heartbreak High. And I was like, how do you know what Heartbreak High is? And then she informed me that this is a reboot of like 80s, 90s series. So I think the original series is also on Netflix, which I haven't watched because I think it might be a bit more wholesome than this.
It's probably a lot different, I'd imagine.
Yeah, yes, I would say so. We have, you know, not only are we talking about sexuality, which, you know, is a massive part of, I think, growing up, but, you know, there are like kids in, it feels weird to say kids, but like teenagers in it who, one of the girls in it is autistic, and she's dealing with having a girlfriend for the first time and what that means, and the actress who plays her is also autistic, so that's really like lovely to see as well, because I think we are moving slowly to show more like neurodivergency on screen, but we rarely have like an actor playing those characters who also is neurodivergent, so it's really nice. And she's like discussed having autism and having some input into her character as well, which I really love. And
it's so important.
It's really, really important, because you can, with all good intentions, put these characters on the screen and they just are not realistic. Or, you know, I think we've had a lot of characters in the past couple of years where they might, you know, come across as neurodivergent, but then the actors aren't, or the writers are like, no, they're not. They're definitely not neurodivergent. They're just like that. And it's like, why can't we just make that, you know, they have all the characteristics and you are kind of writing them that way, so why is it like a quote unquote bad thing to have them be you know, have autism or have ADHD or have something that so many people have, and it will be nice to kind of explore on screen and show that they can have the exact same opportunities and, you know, relationships and milestones as every other teenager. But, you know, they just have to do it a bit differently. And it's really nice. And there is kind of more, like, a lot of heavy topics in this new Heartbreak High. I think it's kind of going down the Euphoria route, but not as, I feel, intense as Euphoria. But I'm really, really excited. So it comes out on Thursday, I'm pretty sure, on Netflix. So I'm cancelling all my plans on Thursday night.
So both Scoop and Heartbreak High Season 2 are both up on Netflix.
Yes.
Are going to be up on Netflix.
Yes.
Excellent. Then we move on to our book, Hagstone by Sinead Gleeson. Another one I've been seeing a lot about this week.
Yes, this is a book that has been everywhere and I love it. So it tells the story very briefly of an artist who lives off on an island off the coast of Ireland. And she's commissioned by this group of women. It's kind of like a nunnery, but it's not a nunnery, and it might be a cult, and we're not really sure. But it's on a creepy island, and they do creepy things. And then, like, an American arrives, and it's all go. But it is. I loved reading it because I don't know. I love books set in Ireland. I love books set on Irish islands because I just think there is something just a bit creepy
about
them. And I love how it kind of like really delved into the fantasy that Ireland has. I do. Yeah. I don't want to get too like diddly-eye, we're all leprechauns about it, but I do think we have this kind of mystical element in Ireland. If you ever have been on an island in the middle of the night and everyone's asleep and it's kind of creepy and it's kind of eerie, there is that moment where you're like, maybe there is like a puka around the corner or a banshee or something.
It's the ocean, and it's all those noises that we all just feed into.
So it kind of feeds into that, which I just loved. Now, I did wish it was a bit creepier, but if you don't want something, you want something a bit like chilling but not too intense, this is definitely your read. And I think I like read it in a day because I was like, what's going to happen next? And what is that? And what's this creepy sound? And what are these non-cult women?
I need to find out it all. And it is her novel debut as well, which is excellent.
Yes. And she just smashes it.
Love that. So that's Hagstone by Sinead Gleeson. Bronwyn O'Neill, VIP digital editor, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks for having me.